98.1 KZE. On the line with me today, it's our good friend Marco Ingolia from the Center for the Prevention of Child Abuse in Poughkeepsie, thecpca.org. Marco, we are so excited to see you at the holiday party this Wednesday.
MK, how are you? I'm excited. Thank you for having me. You know, I think I'm becoming a regular, and I really appreciate it. Yeah. I love joining the show.
You are always a delight to have on air. You've always got interesting stuff to talk about. You know, obviously, you guys at the CPCA do very important work, and there's always something new going on. So what's happening for the holiday season?
First, let me back up, too. A really special thank you to you and Adam and your team and all your listeners. After my last appearance, we heard from some of your listeners here in the building. We're trying to figure out how they found us. So that was lovely to hear that some of your listeners responded. And just want to thank you and Adam and your entire team, you know, for your support over the years, especially during my tenure. So thank you so much. So what is coming up next? Well, we've got our WKZE holiday party at the Falcon. I think you'll be there. I will be there, I know, with some of my volunteers on my staff.
You betcha.
Excellent. I know last year was my first time, and it was a wonderful turnout with fans of your show and fans of, or rather friends and allies of the organization. So it was a great time, and thanks so much for inviting us again.
Yeah, I mean, it's always a really good time, and we have a tradition now of kind of making it a charitable effort as well, and collecting toys and collecting donations for you guys. And just a reminder, I know everyone's probably sick of hearing me say this, but if you're choosing to donate a toy at the party, please make sure it is new, unwrapped, and nonviolent. And we hear that it's a little bit harder to collect toys for the older age groups. Is that true?
Yeah, a little more finicky. I'm learning that firsthand from my 10-year-old son. He used to be a slam dunk when I grabbed something, and now it's, my buddy doesn't have that, or that's not what we use. And so, yeah, there's a little bit of that as you get older. I'm sure you and I might not have been all that different growing up.
Well, so you have a 10-year-old. You're in touch. I am way out of touch with all things children. So what's hip with the 10 to 15-ish age group right now?
Wrong guy. What is hip? I'm not even hip for my demographic.
Nonsense.
The kids, the electronics are taking over everything. And, you know, it used to be if you got Lincoln Logs, and that was, not that it's not. We have a lot of Lincoln Logs we've been giving out. But certainly I know, speaking from on behalf of my son, that he's hard, he's a little bougie, and we're not a bougie family by any means. So, I remember asking for an Atari, if that dates me back, what is that, early 80s? A little more finicky, but to each their own, and we try to, here we have a huge assortment of toys we've been handing out, and they're flying off the shelves, so I think we've chosen wisely.
Awesome. And, I think this is off the dome, but I feel like a good guide for anybody who wants to try to buy something for that trickier age group and is not sure where to start. I think maybe just imagine what you would want at that age. And, of course, we're not expecting anybody to go out and buy a new iPhone for a kid or anything like that. But, something in a reasonable price range that you would think was cool, I bet there's a kid who's going to think that's cool, too.
Exactly. The aisles in Walmart are a treasure trove. There's all really reasonably priced toys in there, and you can't go wrong there.
Yeah. So I believe it was just Giving Tuesday. Is that accurate?
It was, yes. So we just wrapped up Giving Tuesday. We did achieve our fundraising goal.
Woohoo!
Thanks to generous support in the community and, of course, contributions from your WKZE listeners. So thank you, each of you out there listening. And also special gratitude to the Dean Foundation. They matched the monies we were able to raise, which equaled a little over $60,000. So another successful Giving Tuesday this year, and we surpassed our goal. We're really proud of that.
Fantastic. Yeah, I'm very happy to hear that. And thank you really to, I know we do have some listeners who did contribute for Giving Tuesday, knowing that there would be that match. And that's totally a valid entry into the holiday party. So if you donated for Giving Tuesday, you've done your part. Thank you so much.
Yes. Yes.
And then you've got a holiday giving campaign going on as well. Why are the holidays kind of an important time for you?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you remember, you know, whether it's Thanksgiving or Christmas, it's kind of the time of year when financial challenges facing families really show themselves,
yeah.
Right? And especially the holidays, whether it's getting a turkey on the table or Christmas, when, you know, every child, I remember vividly, is dreaming of that, like, one or two special toys or gifts that, you know, their friend might have or their friend's friend might have. And so to be able to help these children celebrate Christmas morning the way they should, this is a special time for our communities to, you know, come together and to help those families in distress. So I love this time of the year, but I know that, you know, it's cold and you know, our most vulnerable families need us the most.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it really can't be overstated how helpful it is, just, you know, morally, for a kid who, you know, is in a tough situation, their family is in a tough situation, you know, to feel like part of the Christmas celebration and to feel like they're not being left out and they're not being othered by not being able to have anything new to play with on Christmas morning. You know, it seems maybe like a small thing, but I think it's really not psychologically.
No, I think, you know, I went to public school and I can recall, and I guess maybe I was, you know, we didn't grow up with a ton of money, but actually we grew up poor.
Yeah.
But I do remember a child or so, and we'd say, you know, what'd you get for Christmas? And sometimes, you know, it was not a long answer. And I, at the time, I couldn't fathom that. And now, you know, it's just, it is gut-wrenching to think that there might be a child that doesn't have much to look forward to that morning. And I'm so blessed to be able to try to change that narrative for some children.
Yeah, absolutely. And it just makes our holiday party feel that much more special that, you know, we're doing a little bit of good in the world and in the community,
yeah,
as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What else is going on? You've got your parenting program?
Yeah, our parenting. So we have a supportive parenting program. And I think I probably touch on it a few of my other appearances.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, our parenting program is wonderful. We have some wonderful staff that head up the program. It's essentially a case management program, and it's parents that have been referred to us as looking for help in parenting skills. And, you know, our classes have been growing, and our graduation classes have been growing, which is a great thing, because that means, you know, when you graduate from the program, our parents have received some type of therapeutic benefits and actual applied skills that they can use every day with their children. And it helps keep the, you know, a lot of times if you do not pass the get through the rigorous course, which is 6 months, there can be, you know, some type of administrative intervention of some sort, which is not always favorable in keeping the parents or the families together, rather. So that's huge for us, and, you know, it's a great milestone for the parents to create safe and loving homes and work towards self-sufficiency. But, you know, I want to talk about that more. You know, when we talk about improving parenting skills, okay?
Yeah.
It's not just a parenting skill, right? So it's like an onion. And what I mean is, you know, aside from us offering guidance and best practices in parenting skills, our parents often have other factors at play, such as, you know, financial challenges, housing, even homelessness, substance abuse, behavioral health needs, and other factors. So parenting skills, or lack thereof, is often, I guess you could say, manifested by a number of these factors. And that's why we work with other organizations and other referral sources to help our clients get the, you know, the treatment they need in all facets of their life. So, you know, they can take control of their life and be a rock to their child who needs it. So it is, it's a little bit more complicated than just parenting skills. So it is a community-wide effort to help these parents. So we're not the only ones helping our parents. There's other organizations doing great things too.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's in the name of what you guys do, you know, the Center for the Prevention of Child Abuse, and that's a big undertaking, you know, and there's many different causes of why something terrible like that can happen, and you know, you guys are really trying to address them at the root.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Okay.
Yeah. I have one final question for you, Marco.
Mm.
When do I get to meet Peace the dog?
Peace the dog is actually laying, there's a small couch in my office, and he is dead asleep on my couch right now. It might be because I left my sandwich on his desk. So I like to think I'm very popular with him, but maybe it was my mortadella sandwich from Vinny's.
That does sound good.
But, you know, maybe I can bring him, maybe to the party, but maybe not. I think he might need a handler, but as soon as possible.
Yeah, I mean,
say no more. We will schedule a date.
Maybe one of these days when you come into the studio. I mean, I know he's got a job to do, and, you know, if he's got work, then he needs to be at work. But if he's got a little break and he can just pop up to Red Hook with you, I think you should do that one of these days.
It sounds like a plan to me.
Marco, we will see you this Wednesday at the Falcon. Party kicks off at 6 p.m. Thank you so much for being a part of it, and thanks for hopping on with me.
Thank you, MK. My best to you and your team. Tell Adam I said hello and everybody there. Thanks so much, and to your listeners, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.